Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week. Save big.
The Burt Show.
I love the rolling hypocrisy of the United States of America, that on Thursday we're all sitting around on Thanksgiving and we are giving our thanks for what we have. Then on Friday we are ripping TVs out of each other's hands at Walmart to save $20.
Not anymore, man. Did you see some of the memes on social media? People reminiscing about what Black Friday really used to mean to people?
Nope.
And the punching and the, you know, the fighting and the screaming and the hair pulling. But now... everybody just shops online.
No, I saw a couple of them fights over TVs over the weekend. That's for sure. Yeah, that's my algorithm.
Really?
I haven't seen them.
Yep. I haven't either. Because the Black Friday deals start before Thanksgiving now, too. So it's like you can get the deal whenever.
Yeah, I saw a couple of those. And then you got Giving Tuesday.
Yes.
So it's an emotional roller coaster, right? It's a financial roller coaster in this country.
Well, you skip. Today you have Cyber Monday.
Yep.
So everybody's online. You have Black Friday, you have Small Business Saturday, you have Cyber Monday, and then you have Giving Tuesday.
Ooh, it's overwhelming.
It is overwhelming. But yeah, so tomorrow is Giving Tuesday, and it is just a way to give back to nonprofits. It's a global day of giving. And of course, our nonprofit, Burt's Big Adventure, would love for you to support us. And the great part about our Giving Tuesday is that Zaxby's is matching your donation up to $25,000. So if you donate $10, that just got turned into $20, courtesy of Zaxby's. And also for the remainder of the year, if you purchase a milkshake at Zaxby's, and everybody, let's be honest, especially this time of year, you deserve a little sweet treat. Love a sweet treat. Who doesn't? And so if you purchase a milkshake from Zaxby's, they're going to give a portion of that sale to Burt's Big Adventure.
All right, so all you got to do is donate by texting the word BERT, B-E-R-T, to 50155, and Zaxby's will match that. Again, it's BERT, B-E-R-T, to 50155 for Burt's Big Adventure. All right, let's get back to texting Tudor here, because it was Stephanie that was all stressed out about her family photo. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
How are you today?
A lot less stress than when we spoke last.
Okay, so Kristen, for those that don't remember texting Tudor before we took off, what up?
So Stephanie hit us up and she needed our help texting her son. She has 3 children, 2 daughters and a son. The son is the youngest. And they were doing their family photos this past weekend, right? So they're doing a family photo session and they're going to use this for their Christmas card. And the son kind of slid into the group chat that he was bringing his girlfriend and she was going to be a part of the Christmas card photo for the family and needed to know what she needed to wear so they can all be, you know, color coordinated. And Stephanie was freaking out a little bit and she's like, I need to tell my baby boy, who is more of a sensitive type, that this is not going to fly. We haven't had family photos in forever. And yes, your sister is married and your other sister is engaged, but those I consider spouses and family. Your girlfriend that, and remind me again, Stephanie, how long had they been dating?
Maybe like 3 months. Like,
yes.
Not long at all.
Girlfriend of 3 months was going to be in the family photos and also on the Christmas card. And so we went back and forth with him. It did not go well.
No, he was being kind of an adult toddler.
And you were, let's be honest, you were a little harsh with Stephanie and basically like, hey, you know, you created this.
I do the same thing. I am my kids are a product of my parenting. Mm-hmm. So if I allow them to get away with everything, then when they do it, I have to look at myself and go, man, I kind of created that.
So remind me, Stephanie, after everything was said and done, because this happened prior to us leaving for Thanksgiving vacation, what you were going to talk to him in person, correct? And
yeah.
She was going to she was going to be at the photo shoot, but you were going to take like a solo family photo together, correct?
That was the idea.
Okay.
That's what we had talked about. Yeah. But it worked out, guys.
Yeah.
Happy
also
to say it worked out. I mean, look, I did a lot of reflecting, you know, after we spoke and, you know, just how I am as a mother and just how amazing my kids are. And look, they're not perfect, but they are good kids. They're loving, they're kind, and I could not ask for more as a mom. So after I talked to my son, we spoke face to face. We agreed that his girlfriend could come to the photo shoot. But we said it would only be like one or two photos, and then we would take a photo just of us as the family. Mm-hmm. And his girlfriend and him understood, like, it was just going to be one or two pictures with them, and then the rest would be with family. And they did good with that.
That's a great compromise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And the day the shoot came, and I think for the most part, all went well, like, until, you know, there was that awkward moment when we needed to take the family photo. Right. And his girlfriend's name is Kimberly, and we had to take it without her. I mean, she handled the situation gracefully. She even, like, came over and fixed my hair when we were about to take the photo. So, you know, look, everything came out beautiful. We went to get brunch together after, and I got to know her, and I adore her. I mean, she's sweet and vivacious and very driven young lady, and I can see why my son is so smitten with her. I really could.
Well, that's all great news.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. That's great news. That's the way that we were hoping it was going to turn out. So perfect for you.
Yeah. No, it was great. And, I could see why he was so persistent with, you know, having her in the photos. I mean, he did open up to me, you know, once we were okay, he started opening up to me about his feelings, about being, like, left out. And, you know, he's the youngest, the only son, and the only one without, like, a serious significant other. So I think he feels like he's always on the outside looking in. So, you know, I think he was excited about Kimberly. And look, we made a pact. He's going to be more forthcoming with his feelings and maybe not so, like, sensitive, but actually just come to me when something is going on and when he's having these moments, and he's going to stop comparing himself to his sisters. You know, they're in very different chapters of their lives right now, which is fine. You know, everybody has their time. So
there you go, Abby. You're always asking for mature conversation. That's what it looks like.
I love it. This is refreshing. I feel like we can just wipe our hands clean of the situation. Yes. And just, you know, never have these dramatic adult toddler combos ever again.
Right. Hey, Stephanie, how did the pictures turn out?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, honestly, when we were looking at the proof of the pictures, my husband and I, it was obvious the one we were going to choose. I mean, my son was beaming in the picture he took with Kimberly and our family. So we decided that's going to be our Christmas photo.
Whoa.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look at that stuff.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you for the update. We appreciate it.
Well, joy is what's the most important thing this time of year, and joy is what's evident in that photo, and I want my son to be happy, and I want everyone to be happy, right? So there it is.
There it is.
Amen.
Thank you for the update. Appreciate you, Stephanie.
Happy holidays, babe.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for helping me get through this. Happy holidays to you.
Bye-bye now.
The Burt Show.
All right, so now maybe on the other side of things, Cass. How about living in the RV and celebrating Thanksgiving together in the RV and the mistake you might have made?
We took, well, my family and I, let me back up. We live in an RV right now in our driveway. Two toddlers under, or five and under, and my husband and I, while our house is being worked on, getting some construction done that's been taking quite a while.
Any progress in that area, by the way, at all?
Zero.
Still equally frustrated.
We did finally get our car back, though, so that's fun. 7 months later,
so you got another place to live. That's
good. Ding, ding,
ding. But they needed something to haul the RV.
Oh, yeah. No, it can't haul the RV. We had to rent a truck. Yeah, I know. Welcome to my life. Anyway,
sorry I asked.
Yeah. So we took the RV down to New Orleans to visit my sister. She bought a house there. She's lived in New Orleans for years, finally bought a house there. We met her new boyfriend. My cousin from England came in. My parents were there. It was awesome. We had a great trip. We stayed in this awesome, like, New Orleans luxury resort RV park. It's got, like, a pool, a bar and grill. It's right over the marina. It was beautiful, honestly. And
Did they spell park with a K or with a C?
With a K.
Okay.
But it's a backwards K.
Now, it was a little sketch going in because we passed, like, a motel. I ate an Armada Inn, yeah. And then it got worse. And then it was, like, literally an abandoned, falling apart factory. And I was like, where they take bodies to get dumped? But then we passed a yacht repair place, and I'm like, okay, we're good. You know, so it was beautiful, and it went well. I was expecting so much worse, and it was great. And I'm like, this is amazing. We can dump our stuff straight into the sewer. I can use as much water as I want in the shower. We're living life luxury. And then we left, okay? And here's the deal. Our driveway is very steep, a little curved, very awkward, and we have to back the RV into it. You can't pull in because we wouldn't be able to back it up out that incline. So my husband's like, I would like to get home when it is light outside so that we can back it in. Totally great request. It's about a 6.5 hour drive. We're going slow, so say 7.5, 8 hours. We're not going to make it by the time we leave. We left at like 9:30, 10 a.m. New Orleans is a time zone behind. No big deal, because we got an RV. We can stay overnight anywhere, because you can. Like, there are places, like, there are different levels, okay? There are RV parks and luxury resorts, like the one we stayed in, that have varying prices. Then you've got, like, campgrounds and public parks and stuff that are a little bit cheaper. And then you've got gracious businesses like the Cracker Barrel and Walmart, some of which will literally let you just park your RV overnight for free. There are no hookups or anything, but that you're just camping out in a parking lot, which is great. So I'm like, we loves travel stops. Unfortunately, Bucky's does not. We checked, but because I wanted to make Tommy so jealous by spending the night at Bucky's, but they don't allow it. But anyway, so I'm like, we have so many options. Like, we're leaving on Saturday, so we'll have all day Sunday to drive as well. Like, not a big deal. We can stop wherever. So I'm looking, but of course, I find a great spot at a casino, but it is the weekend after Thanksgiving, and those RVers love their casino. Everywhere is booked up. So I'm like, that's fine, because there are really, there's so many places. So I find this, like, kind of a little bit off the beaten path, but it looks really cute. It's a nature preserve. Mm. And I'm like, that sounds lovely. We'll stay in a quiet nature preserve, and there are things you look for. It has a gate, which is good for security. And it's got the hookups, which are, if you don't know, you got to plug in electricity. Like, you can do all the stuff in your RV without, but it's so much easier if you plug in the electricity. There's a water hookup and a sewer hookup, so everything can go straight into the sewer. You're not carrying it around with you on the road, if you catch my drift. And then, because we're so new, we want a spot. It's called a pull-through, so you can just drive straight through it. You don't have to back it in. So I found with all these things that it's going to fit our RV, and I'm like, I am the best. Look at me crashing it. You know, while my husband is white-knuckling it on the road because people are, like, swerving in front of him and stuff. So I'm like, this is good. We need to break up the trip anyway. So we pull off this rural road in Alabama and start making our way to this nature preserve. And it's beautiful, but it's country Alabama, you know. One person every, like, 15 square miles. And I'm like, this is going to be so gorgeous. But then I start getting creeped out because I'm like, God, we're really out here. Like, this is really far from civilization. But I'm like, it's fine. I mean, this is a nice nature preserve. It's got, like, a good website, which I know sounds weird, but that is a marker of a trustworthy business. And it had good, really great reviews. And it's got branding and a look. Like, these are things I look for to tell me whether or not you're a legitimate business. And so finally, we're, like, 2 minutes away from the campsite. And we get stopped at a road checkpoint. And they're like, can I see your license and registration? And they're, like, looking around in the car. And they're like, okay, thanks. Have a great day. And I'm like, all right. We're trying to find the campsite now because the kids are losing their minds. And Chad's, like, exhausted. So we don't ask questions. We keep going.
And you're looking for a nice, private, safe place to cook your meth.
Yes, or just to cook dinner for the kids, right? Because there is something a little harrowing as well about staying in, like, a tin can with your kids. Yeah. It's safe, but at the same time, when you got anxiety, it's weird. And then we go another block, and I look to my left, and I'm like, oh, that's why there is a checkpoint, because there is a prison, a correctional facility.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, I'm starting to panic. I'm like, are we staying right next to a correctional facility and there's a prisoner on the escape? Is that why the checkpoint? And they were checking everybody in the car and looking around in the car. And I'm like, oh, my God. And Chad's like, babe, max security prisons are, like, real big deals. This is probably, like, white collar crimes. Just Google it. So I pull up I Google prisons in the area, correctional facilities, and one pops up and it's like maximum security. And I was like, no. And then I check the map. I'm like, oh, God, thank God. That's not the right correctional facility. Apparently there's more than one in this area. Mm-hmm. And so I find the other one, max security. It's a max security prison. And I have booked us to stay in an RV park.
Right next to it?
Right next to it.
Dear God.
A potential prisoner on the loose. And what better place to hide than in a friggin' wildlife preserve?
So you Googled it and there was somebody that escaped?
No, I looked later. It was just a random checkpoint. Okay. No one had escaped. And honestly, we were so far back. We took a couple more turns to get to the park. And then we're so far back in the park. I'm like, no one is coming back here. We barely made it back here. We're fine. But for a hot second, I'm like... Mom of the Year just booked us right next to a max security prison with a prisoner on the loose. Awesome.
Well done.
Well played, well Cassie. Done.
The Burt Show.
All right, we do the same craziness every year, and we never change it. I don't know why.
The Burr Show Secret Santa is already a cluster yet again.
How was that? This one was easy. You made this as easy as possible.
I know, and we've done this year after year after year, and we've used the app Elfster, and I actually can recommend it, E-L-F-S-T-E-R, Elfster. And I sent an email, and I sent the link for everybody to sign up. You have to sign up by a certain day. Mm-hmm. And then Elfster does this random draw and everybody gets names. Yeah. However, three people did not sign up.
Okay, I know I did. Mm-hmm. I did before I went on vacation. I know for sure I did.
Abby, did you sign up?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Cassie, did you?
I did.
Oh. I did too. Bert, you did. Katie, did you sign up? Yep.
Katie did.
I just got the email. Tommy, finally read his draw, so he knows who he has.
Tommy's reading his drawers?
No, his draw. And the theme this year is Buc-ee's. Yeah. So it has to be $25 or less, and it has to be something from Buc-ee's. Mo,
mm-hmm.
Did you sign up?
As far as I know.
Oh.
But did you sign up in time?
Oh, no.
I don't know what the time was.
Yeah.
I signed up before we went on vacation.
Yeah, you know, you didn't sign up in time.
Oh, dude.
I didn't?
No.
You ruined Christmas for all of us.
When was the time?
There was a deadline, and you did not meet the deadline.
Look, don't feel bad. This happens every single year. Uh-huh. Yeah. Every single year. I'm actually putting this on Kristen now. She knows.
Yeah, Mikey didn't sign up in time either.
Okay.
So what we're going to do...
Are you stunned by that? Is that jarring news?
So there's another person who did not sign up either. So what we're just going to do
Why is that person getting a break?
Huh?
How come you're not calling them out?
Tracy didn't sign up.
What?
I know.
That is shocking.
That's what I thought, too. So I've already bought, we already did the draw, right? And I already got my gift from my person. So you don't have a person because you and Mikey didn't sign up in time. So, no, you and Mikey just have each other.
That works.
I was so into it. I actually ordered the present for my unknown person before I left for vacation. And it was waiting for me while I was there.
How did you buy when you didn't know who you had?
Have you gone on Buc-ee's website?
Yes.
Can pretty much be for a woman or a man.
All right. So just the Buc-ee's nuts and you're just calling it a day?
That's all I'm saying. It's already there, ready to go.
Got it.
Okay. Now, the second part of this is the actual celebration itself.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's going down at your house.
It's going down at my house for the very first time. I was invited by my girlfriend Amanda as well, so I felt lucky. I was a little surprised when the email went out. We had talked about it and said, hey, you know what? Let's just table. I thought if I said, let's just table this for a couple of weeks, it would just slowly fizzle away, right? And she would forget. So while she was telling me, she'd be honored to host it this year. We should definitely do it. I'm the host of the show. Never done it. Kristen's done it. Tommy's done it. It's time for me to do it. And I have my own home this year. We were on vacation. I'm like, let's just table this till we get back or whatever. And she's like, okay. And then I get back and I get an email that I'm invited to the holiday party at our home.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we started decorating for it a little bit yesterday. You guys, I'm in a new home. It's the smallest home I have been in since I have been in Atlanta, and I can't for the life of me figure out how everybody is going to fit in this home. She assures me it's going to be fine. Mm-hmm. I get stressed out when I have people over the house anyway, because I was that house on the block where the parents didn't want any kids in the house. So anytime I have any guests over, although I'm getting more comfortable, it still stresses me out. You guys have put on such amazing parties in the past. You're so good at it. Tommy's got this big-ass house with a big old theater and basement downstairs. Your house is always decorated lovely, and we fit everybody in there perfectly. I am worried.
My house is smaller than yours. We will fit fine.
I don't think so.
I 1,000, yes. My house is smaller than yours, trust. And we all fit. We've all managed to fit. It's tight. It's always been tight at my house. But, you know... small houses make for tight families.
Okay.
and you have the basement where the kids are going to be.
The basement is going to be fine. That area is going to be fine. And everything she has told me is going to happen sounds lovely for the kids.
She snagged a babysitter.
Snagged a babysitter. we got a bartender that's going to be there this year. And we don't even drink a lot as a group, but there's going to be somebody in the corner that is serving drinks. I got a couple of surprises that I added to the party also. We've got a deck
out. Somebody's getting drugged. No,
I'm kidding. Roofie roulette.
I'd like it to be Blackout Monday.
So I did build this deck, which is oversized because I didn't properly measure it. So if
you do have big deck energy.
I do. Yes, I do. So if it's a nice enough night out, then I will be secure. I'll have heat lamps out there. But if not, it's going to be tight, y'all.
It's always, I'm here to let you know, it's been, especially as we call it an embarrassment of riches, as we get more and more people on staff. It is, and everybody brings their significant others and brings their kids, and it is a lot of people. But if they can fit in my home, I'm telling you right now, they will fit in your home, no problem.
And my home is not, it's not homey like yours. It's not homey like Tommy's. Mine is almost like, it's almost like a modern, I don't know, art studio. Dude. There's a lot of sharp edges for kids.
We had the Christmas party one year in April at my house because my tree was still up. And my house is like a warehouse. I do not have any interior design genes. And everyone had an okay time.
You know what? If we want to make it a really special Christmas, we should do it in your RV this year.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Just when you thought the biggest rap beef of 2024 couldn't get any beefier, Drake decided to take it to court.
They not like us. 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 They not like us.
This, of course, has to do with Kendrick Lamar putting out one of the biggest songs of the year out, Not Like Us, which is, you know, do I have to say allegedly? It's about Drake. Allegedly, it's about Drake. And, of course, like, when someone puts out such a monumental song that is such a diss to you, it's only natural that Drake is going to want to take some legal action here. So he has initiated legal action against Universal Music Group, which is Kendrick Lamar's label, alleging that they conspired to artificially inflate the streaming numbers of Kendrick Lamar's Not Like Us. And they're even having some defamatory allegations as well because of that one line.
Go ahead.
Because of that one line in it, basically saying that they have allegations of criminality against him.
I didn't think the loss could get any worse. Mm-hmm. And for me, this feels like just burying, like, this is even worse, isn't it?
I'm torn, man, because normally I'm all about going against the machine. Like, if you have the power to do it, I think you should do it. And some people are trying to say that that's what Drake is doing. If he can prove, which I don't believe he can, but if he can prove that they did inflate the numbers of Not Like Us to help Kendrick, and obviously which would be come to his expense with these criminal charges that Kendrick is putting on Drake that are not true, I somewhat get it. But in hip-hop, when you lose this way and you lose a battle this way, for your next move to be to sue, when technically Drake has benefited from UMG just like Kendrick has because he's been a part of the label as well. So if they are inflating numbers, who's to say they didn't inflate yours to help you beat Drake? So right. it's from both ends, it to me looks a little sore loserish.
I just think when these things end up in court, it just doesn't... This and politics also, like when you're deciding elections or whatever, or they go to court rather than votes, or this right here, it just feels so, it just goes against, I think, what this is all about.
I mean, rap beef should definitely never be in a courtroom. That's for sure. Right. And I also think he's really worried about Kendrick being on that Super Bowl platform because it's going to be in front of a lot of people who may not have heard it somehow, some way. And with Kendrick saying that line and accusing Drake of what he's accusing him of on a platform that big, yeah, Drake trying to get ahead of it a little bit.
So the filing is alleging that the song was licensed to Spotify at a 30% discount in exchange for a boost of recommendations to users. It now has over 900 million streams on Spotify. And the second course of legal action is the defamatory allegations against UMG, basically saying because there is one line in Not Like Us that accuses Drake of a crime, he wants to take action against the defamatory allegations. And here is the line that is at the basis of all of it.
Trying to strike a chord and it's probably A minor.
It's the shot heard around the world.
Yeah.
Basically saying, Drake, you're a pedophile.
Mm-hmm. And Kendrick held it for 3 days on purpose, and everybody has been thinking it ever since. And I get Drake trying to protect his legacy, if nothing else.
Didn't you say before that there's a real fine line here in hip-hop and beefs on what's the truth and what's not?
And it's always been like that. That's the thing, right? You exaggerate things. You may even have heard a story that's not necessarily true, but you'll use it to gain an advantage in a hip-hop battle, which most of the time, everything is considered above the belt. Everything is fair game. But to accuse somebody of being a pedophile, mm-hmm. if that's not true, I don't think anybody would want that attached to their name. I mean, there's no coming back from that. So I think that's why Drake is responding to it in a way nobody has in the past.
You could try to sue it away, but it's already attached to his name.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. All right, if you need something to chase down all of the beef that's happening and you need some good, wholesome fun, I binged as many cheesy Christmas flicks as I could over our break. We had 7 days for me to just lay in bed and just consume all of the cheese.
Did you watch the stripper one?
That's the one I was going to. Did you really, that Hallmark stripper?
I watched the stripper one. So I'm going to have, throughout the month of December, I'm going to have a running list of power rankings because I haven't gotten to all the popular ones yet. So I wanted to talk about some of the worst and best ones that I've seen so far. And then as the week progresses, as I watch more, I will start labeling which ones you should actually watch and not watch.
And did you also watch Hot Frosty?
I watched Hot Frosty.
What's Hot Frosty?
I watched all of it. So there's a Netflix film that is about a hot ice sculpture, like a sexy ice sculpture that comes to life through the power of Christmas.
But it's hot. Is it called Hot Frosty?
It's called Hot Frosty. Yep.
Yes. And Lacey Chabert, right, is like one of the leads.
Yes. Gretchen Wieners, yes, stars in it, along with, is it Ted from Schitt's Creek?
Yes, it is.
Yep. So
I want you to know there's going to be a time when you're in your deathbed and you're going to be like recounting all the time you've wasted, and this is going to be part of it.
What could I have done instead of watching Hot Frosty? But yeah, I'll wait until tomorrow because there's still one more film that everyone's telling me I need to watch that I haven't watched yet, and I don't want to power rank until I've watched it.
And then I just saw, because somebody realized, and I didn't know this either, but for the stripper, like saving the dance studio stripper Christmas movie, there's an old guy that strips, uh-huh, and he's the cool writer from Grease 2.
Oh!
Neat.
Oh. Super cool.
Did he turn into a good looking old dude?
He's aight.
Yeah. Okay.
He's a gilf.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you will. Uh-huh. For more stories, head to the Bird Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
I don't think he's riding much these days, but.
Wheelchair.
Get it. The Bird Show.
I'll tell you what doesn't go away, what anger doesn't go away as you get older. And that's the anger that you have when you have the belief that your parents were lighter on your siblings than they were on you. And it's usually the oldest, right? Looking at the youngest going, oh my God, they're so soft on you, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Sure.
Yeah, no?
No, not always the case. Not always the case, for sure.
Of like, which part?
Of like the younger sibling getting the easier time.
You think you got a harder time than your brother?
Yes. Oh my God, my brother's the golden child. He can do no wrong.
Oh, I thought that's what you're saying. Yeah, my as the older, I got it so much harder. My brother, like,
but you were older than your brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'm younger than my brother.
Oh, you.
She's saying it's harder.
Yeah,
for you.
I'm trying to say it's harder as a younger sibling.
I don't know why I keep thinking you're older than your brother.
Because I'm so mature, Kristen. No, it's because these crow's feet keep coming out. This Botox isn't kicking in.
Our intern Brianna is feeling this right now also, yes?
Yes, so much. It was literally started off when I see my sister's girlfriend literally staying over all mm-hmm. times of the day and then over at night. And I was just thinking, like, back in high school, I was not allowed to do any of these things.
Yep. You're the oldest, right?
Yep.
Here it is.
Oldest daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I felt like they were more lenient with her. And I was like, I couldn't have any boys over in high school, let alone spend the night. And I was like, let me just ask my mom. Like, you know, maybe she's going to say it's because she's the last child.
Mm-hmm.
But she was like, no, the real reason is because Maddie can't get pregnant.
Oh, wow. So the intimacy wasn't
science.
Problem. The pregnancy was the problem. Huh. Interesting.
Huh.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she got a pretty... It's not fair.
I'm science.
It is a fact.
I mean, have they not heard of birth control? I mean, this is 2024.
True, honestly. I just think that she was like, it just makes sense. Like, since Madison only dates women, it's just like, it makes sense that she's allowed to only, that she's allowed to have her girlfriend spend a night at all times of the night.
I see the logic in it. Yeah. It does seem tweaked, though. Yeah.
I would love for your sister to pull a prank on your parents to come and tell them that she's pregnant.
It's a miracle. Yes.
You would love that.
Yes.
Is this the only example you have?
No, that made me think of a long list of things that I was not allowed to do, but she is. Okay. So, like, for example, which is kind of crazy, I wasn't allowed to have an Instagram until I was 15. And then she was allowed to
even have Instagram till I was 20. So.
But she had an account like literally the year after, and mind you, she's 5 years younger than me.
Oh wow! Okay,
yeah.
All right.
And so you got your Instagram, and then a year later she had yours.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
And then another thing was, I really wanted a belly button piercing at 16. It was like, no. And then she pierced her own belly button, and it was like, it's not a big, it's not a big deal. It's okay. And then I guess like the one of the biggest things was the curfew. So now she's driving, and she's 17, and they have a curfew for her at 10 p.m. And like she'd be out past 10 p.m. So like her latest she came home was about like 1 a.m.
Oh,
so I'm thinking like, she about to get in trouble. Like, and it was like, nah, it's okay. Things happen. I was like, where was this treatment? When y'all was expecting me, when I started driving.
You think your parents just tired?
Honestly, I think that's what it is, yeah.
And as the sibling, when you know your brother or sister is going to get in trouble, that is so exciting for you. You're like, you can't wait to hear them get their ass chewed.
True.
And it didn't happen.
No,
damn,
not at all.
Sorry.
Well, you have the receipt, so I hate to break it to you, but yeah, I do feel like She's getting it a lot easier than you ever did.
100%. I can't even hate on it, though, honestly, because it's just like, I would do the same.
There's always that one memory that will stick with you. Mm-hmm. And I was in high school, never allowed to go on spring break.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until like my freshman year of college, finally got to go with friends somewhere, even though they all went somewhere my senior year. And there was a mom that was chaperoning, but I wasn't allowed to go. However, my brother did get to go on spring break, but he was going on spring break with the baseball team, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they were doing their spring training or whatever. But my brother was having a hard time, and he wasn't playing his best. So while my friends are on spring break and I couldn't go, and my brother's down in Florida and doing his spring break, my mom enlisted me to help make over his bedroom to make him feel better when he got home. So I'm sitting there, like, pulling down, like, you know, that trim, that wallpaper trim that used to, like, was super popular or whatever. And so we renovated my brother's bedroom while he was on spring break.
That's spiteful, man.
Life of the oldest.
That's just spiteful.
Uh-huh.
It's a bird show.
The Burt Show.
I don't know that there's any place that I see the development of selfishness more than when I'm traveling. Just people clueless about, like, space, personal space, or running, in front of you before you can get to the gate, or just staying in front of the gate, or on the plane. Just selfishness all around us.
I hate it. I absolutely hate traveling during the holidays. Now, when I travel, I love getting to where I'm going. I love arriving. I love getting to the destination. The actual travel part, I am not a fan.
And at the holidays, there's a lot of amateurs out there.
So much worse.
Who don't travel on the regular.
And it's funny because my family and I debated this for like a week on if we should leave the Wednesday before Thanksgiving to go from St. Martin to Colorado, or if we should leave on the Tuesday. And I was like the only person who was in the Tuesday camp. I did not want to travel on that Wednesday. That's like the worst, one of the worst days you can travel to me.
I'll tell you the best day. I did it last year, Christmas.
On Christmas Day.
The actual Christmas. Nobody in the airport, man. It's literally lovely. Nobody.
And I was even okay with traveling on Thanksgiving Day, but obviously that would have been too late. So this year, me traveling about the holidays all was about personal space. And it just seemed to be a theme in my travels of not getting enough personal space. And then I ended up getting yelled at by the time I got onto my flight. And I don't think I did anything wrong, but I'll let y'all be the judge of this. So I was already frustrated. I think a part of it was leaving St. Martin and knowing that I was going to Colorado where it was 20 and it was snowing. That wasn't helping much. The airport is super packed. I mean, this is even for Hartsfield, which is obviously the busiest or one of the most busy airports in the nation.
In the world.
In the world. So I've seen it be busy, But I've never seen it like this, to where, I mean, you couldn't tell where any of the lines started and you couldn't tell where they ended. It's just people everywhere. It was a mess. And I felt for everybody who was working, because I know it's not easy for them either. And so everybody's frustrated. Everybody's having their moments, if you will. So the first thing that happened to me was, it was borderline. Like, I didn't know if I was frustrated, violated, angry. I didn't know what I was. But we're on like the runway, right? We're at the point of finally boarding, and I'm finally kind of letting my energy loose and like, all right, I made it this far. We're going to be fine now. And I just feel something rubbing my butt. And it happened the first time, and I somewhat ignored it. I assumed that the person behind me was a little too close.
Oh, like their suitcase was rubbing up against your butt or something?
Something rubbed up against my butt, no biggie. Then it happened again.
Mm-hmm.
So then I turn around, and oddly enough, I didn't see anybody. So then it happened again. This is the third time now. So I look down. It's a kid. The kid is like literally rubbing my butt.
What?
That's my reaction. So at this point, I can't say anything to the kid, obviously, right? So I look at mom as if to say, like, say something to your kid. And she goes, I'm so sorry. It's a game he likes to play.
Oh, really? What's the name of this game?
The name of this? I said, game. Mm-hmm. And she said, I'm so sorry. So I said, okay. I just kind of turned around. It was like, I just need to get to my seat. Now, let me just get to the seat.
This is a war. Yeah, we smack butts in my house. And so Jimmy knows not to smack a stranger's butt. But yeah, we do the booty, 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 rocking everywhere. And
do you remember that lesson from time to time that you're not supposed to be slapping strangers' butts when you're in public?
I do remember that.
Jimmy knows not to slap strangers' butts.
Yes.
Jack did not.
He did.
Oh, Jack thought I was Jill. Okay. I learned a lot about little Jack from the runway to my seat. He did it like two or three more times.
Shut up.
I'm serious.
And mom's not saying anything?
Finally, like at the end, when I kind of put my head down out of like, why is this still happening to me? And she finally was like, you know, stop slapping that kind stranger's butt.
What the hell is going on?
He does not play this game with us, Jack. You have to stop. And I'm just sitting there like, why does this kind of stuff happen to me? Right? So finally I get to my seat. I go to try to relax, and I tried to get my seat changed last second because we didn't have a choice. We booked the flight late. So I'm like right behind the exit row, which I think is even smaller of part of main cabin to make up for the fact that they give the exit row so much space. Mm-hmm. So I'm in there tight. It's nothing I can do. It's nowhere I can go. Whatever. It is what it is. So I try, if I'm sitting like on the aisle, I'll try to use the little bit of extra space for my knee and have it kind of like outside on the aisle.
Like flopping out a little bit.
Right. But I can't do that if it's a window seat. There's literally nowhere for me to put my legs. So I know we always talk about reclining your seat, right? And mm-hmm. I always know it's going to happen. And for some reason, I don't know why, but I showed my lady this and she was like, you're actually right. Every time I sit in main cabin, the person in front of me is the only person in the row who reclines their seat. I don't know why. It happens every time. Like the person in front of her never does it. But my person always does. So she went back, like she tried to go back the first time.
Mm-hmm.
My knee was there, so she couldn't go all the way back. So I don't know if she thinks it's broke. So instead of like trying, she's trying to jam it back to the point where it like my knee goes into her seat. She turns around. I'm thinking an apology is coming. Oh, I didn't realize that was your knee. She turns around, looks at me with like, she must have been having a just as a frustrating time traveling as I was. And goes, can you take your effing foot off of my seat?
No.
So I just kind of sat there and just looked at her for a second. Like,
and she's sitting in the exit row, so she has all that extra room.
All the extra room in the world. In the world.
I can imagine you were fuming.
I was so angry. I'm like, my foot is on the floor. It's my knee. And she's like, well, can you move your knee? I said, ma'am, you can adjust your seat. I can't adjust my height. What do you want me to do?
Bird Show.
The Bird Show.